You're listening to People Powered Radio, proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation. cbf.com.au.
Welcome back, and now we're going to change direction a little bit. We're going to talk about a subject that I think we all know a bit about and something that we all like to talk about, and that's food. I have with me Jackie Harvey. She's a managing director and owner of her business called Yarra Valley Gourmet Food. So we're going to talk about that. But there's also this Saturday coming up. There are a few signs around. It's the Road to Food Discovery Festival. So we'll find out a bit about that as well. But first of all, welcome, Jackie.
Hi, Alan. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. Now, first of all, tell me what Yarra Valley Gourmet Foods actually produce.
Oh, well, we're manufacturers of the Yarra Valley Preserves brand of jams and chutneys, salad dressings, mustards, so condiments, and the Mad Dog chili range. They're my brands. So the brand, Yarra Valley Preserves brand's actually been around for, close to 30 years. I've had it for over 15 years, and we manufacture here on our purpose-built facility in Seville on the Wobbeton Highway.
Yeah, we know Seville well. We used to just be up the road from there. First of all, Jack, well, we were up in Wurrialik up until about 18 months ago.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Jackie, what made you decide to be your own boss and take the idea of gourmet foods?
I've been in food manufacturing most of my career. So I started with Peter's Ice Cream, which then became Nestlé Dairy.
See, that's a while ago. I didn't mean to insult you. That name has disappeared a while ago, didn't it?
Yeah. Well, Nestlé bought them out, and then it's now Nestlé Peters. But so I was in sales and marketing roles, and then I left there and joined a confectionery manufacturing company, which had really old brands as well, you know, like the old Fags or Fads Now, Whiz Fizz, Mates, Big Boss Cigars, Must Sticks and Fruit Sticks. So I started in that business in sales and marketing, and then eventually ran the business for 6 years as the managing director. So it was for a family-owned business, and then I decided, you know what, I can have all these stresses to myself. So I wanted to have my own business. So I purchased the Yarra Valley Preserves business, which beautiful Wendy and Peter Jordan had started it 13 years earlier, were making it in their home, and then they moved out and moved into the basement of Wild Kettle Creek Winery. So that's when in 2009 I came across it and said, yes, I'll... It was under a winery, Alan. What, you know, hello. Why wouldn't I?
Jackie, I've got to ask you, the brand name that you mentioned, Mad Dog, was that a name you purchased or
no?
How did you come up with that name?
I first started with me and two girls in the kitchen. So I would do everything, and I'd go to the market. I'd do markets early days. And a lot of that was just for consumer, you know, just to understand. I didn't know condiments, Alan. I did, having come from ice cream, yogurt and confectionery, I didn't really know condiments so much. But so it was really just to get some feedback from consumers. And everybody used to come into the marquee saying, where's your hot stuff? Where's your hot stuff? You know, what's hot? So, you know, we had chutneys that had a bit of chili in it, and I thought, well, that's the trend, everybody, and even kids, young kids. So I decided to create a chili brand. And the Mad Dog brand was interesting when I thought, oh, what can I turn it, you know, Mad Dog. I found that I created the name Mad Dog, and then I looked, when I was looking through the trademarks register, I couldn't believe that there was a Mad Dog in beverages, in non-alcoholic, in alcoholic and in milk, but no one had trademarked the brand name in food, so I grabbed it.
Fair enough. So there was no, you didn't have a Mad Dog or something, a dog of your own?
No. It was just, I used to ask people about chili, you know, what's a chili, what do people call, you know, what sort of is a hot name for chili kind of thing. So I sort of did a bit of research on that, and Mad Dog with a fiery, you know, my designer thought it was a good idea too. So there we go.
Well, that's how some of these names come up, don't they? They come up through somebody just having an idea and they think it's a marketing idea, and away it goes.
Yeah. And the packaging, it's very black skewed, which is for males to purchase. So females usually buy it for men for gifting and that sort of thing too. And to be honest, the biggest complaint we have on the Mad Dog product is that it's not hot enough.
Fair dinkum.
Yeah, which is, you know, we kind of like to say we're not creating a product that's going to blow your head off. We actually want everybody, the masses, to enjoy it no matter how, you know, so the heat level needs to be of a certain thing that everybody can enjoy, I think.
Yeah, I never like to talk about myself, but I had this lovely Indian man used to live opposite me, and their 50th wedding, they decided to do their renew their vows, and afterwards they had the reception. He said, "Oh, look, I've got this curry for you, Alan. I know that you won't be able to stand all these others, so," he said, "I've got this one especially for you." Well, it nearly blew my head off, so I wonder what some how hot some of this stuff could get.
People do love it. Yeah, they sure do.
Yeah, they certainly do. So, yeah. Jackie, you've got the Road to Food Discovery Festival coming up this Saturday. Tell us a bit about that, please.
Oh, well, let me explain how this came to fruition. So I'm actually on the Warburton Valley Cedar Committee, which is our economic development committee for the Upper Yarra. So all from Wandon all the way up to Warburton. Yep. So I'm on that committee, and I've been good over the past couple of years in successful in getting them grant money to run business events and wellbeing events. And this one came up. So Vic Grone is a grant that was given by DECA, which was, you know, the Department of Energy, Environment and Climate Action. And it was a regional activation grant where they wanted to promote and increase awareness and consumption of Victorian foods and beverages. So I thought, oh, well, I qualify, so I may as well try to get this grant for Cedar. And to be honest, Alan, there was only probably five. We're 100 strong membership base, and we only had five companies that actually qualified to participate in this grant. But I still got the grant, which was a $70,000 grant. So then my beautiful friends at Cherry Hill Orchards. So I manufacture Cherry Hill's added value cherry products, jams and chutneys, and I said, how about we run an event together, because they're the experts at events and we're good at business. so we opened it up to the rest of the valley too, but hopefully people qualify for Vic Grown, you know, where the majority of their produce is grown.
Now, you've got a number of other organisations as part of on Saturday too, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah. So what we're doing is running from our Road to Food Discovery. It was all about local. So we're doing masterclasses. So Silver Coffee are doing a coffee roasting. Mary Eats Cake are doing a scone making. Balgownie's doing a bit for us. They're doing their chef is doing regional produce cooking masterclass. So taking our products and cooking with them. They're doing two of those during the day. We've got a jam making class with Dwayne from Rainer's Orchard, and then a wine and cuvée chocolate pairing class. So yeah, there's a lot to see and do on the day. And then from that, there'll be 20 stall holders of people selling their wares. So I'm one of those. Rainer's Orchard, Millgrove Dairy, Cherry Hill Orchards from Warburton Valley Cedar will be represented, so as well as other Yarra Valley businesses.
So sorry, I didn't mean to cut across you. So from the fact that people can come along and have a look at some of these things and take some of these courses, there's the opportunity to buy some local produce as well.
Absolutely, yeah. All for a minimum charge. It's where we couldn't do it as a free event because we needed to track numbers. So it's a $5 entry, but you get a $5 voucher to spend.
Gee, that's all right. You can't get much better than that.
I know. So you get your money back, so which is fabulous.
It's on this Saturday.
Yeah, so it's only on this Saturday from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. We've also got food vendors on the day. So Yarra Valley Crapley, we've got a dumpling food van. Mary Eats Cakes will be doing scones. We've got a Latin American cuisine. And we've got music all day too. Glenn Wee's performing family-friendly covers all day.
You can't and do also, much better than food and music on a day.
I know, on a beautiful day, I think. But also the best thing is we were going to run this before Cherry Season actually launched, but the cherries have come on earlier, so Cherry Hill will also be hosting cherry picking for those that want to do that as well, which that's a paid part of the day.
Oh, fantastic. I mean, you can't do better. You've got food, music, you can try some of these things. They can come along and buy some of your products as well.
Yes.
I guess with the wines and all that and coffee, that there'll be all sorts of stuff there on the day.
Yeah, so food and so there are a few wineries. Rochford Wines will be there. Four Pillars will be there. All your Valley favourites. Balgownie, of course. Yarra Valley Cookies, Kookaburra Strawberry Farm, Hoddles Creek Garlic. So a lot of fresh produce and packaged goods as well.
That's fantastic, isn't it? Now, It's on this Saturday between 10 and 5. It's at the Coldstream Orchard.
That's right.
And the address is...
Good one. Well, 795. You've got that.
739. 739. Coldstream. Adults are $5, but you get the $5 back by the fact that you can redeem it buying something on site. Children are free. So, do they need to buy the tickets beforehand, Jackie? Or
they can. I think they can rock up on the day too. They are online available, and there were. Which wasn't for festival, which was more just for parking, so that people can, you know, we encourage people to be there all day. So yes, they can purchase on the day too.
So the tickets you go to cherryhill.com.au/ road to food.
To food.
Three. Is that right? Cherryhill.com.
I don't know the intricacies, Alan. I'm just the...
You're the spokesperson.
I'm just a spokesperson. I'm not...
the way I read is cherryhill.com.au/road-2-food-3/. Anyway, I guess...
jump on Cherry Hills and look for an event for this weekend.
I was just going to say, look, I wouldn't be worried about that too much. I'd just Google Cherry Hill Orchards and... I'm sure you'll be able to find your way there. It's this Saturday between 10 and 5, 739 Maroondah Highway, Coldstream. $5. Children are free. You can't do better than that. Look, Jackie, I hope it's a real success. I'm just looking up. I think it's a 22 and partly cloudy. 22 and mostly sunny on Saturday.
So oh, fantastic. Ideal.
See, we always turn on the good weather up here.
I know, we sure do.
Jackie, I've just got to ask you, with your Yarra Valley Gourmet Foods, your own business, where do they buy those? Are they in local shops or do they buy them direct from you or where do they get them?
Yeah, so most of my business is selling to other businesses. So we're in a lot of Richie's IGAs and fresh fruit and veg stores, homeware stores. We've got a farm gate here at 814 Warburton Highway in Seville. You can jump online and find our stockists. But we're in some Woolies stores. We're everywhere, man.
So is your website, what's your website?
YVGF. www.yvgf or yarravalleygourmetfoods.com.au.
Look, I hope it's a real success. The weather's looking really good for you, and thank you for giving some of your time today, Jackie.
No worries, Alan. Thanks for having me.
No worries. Thank you.
Bye. Okay. Bye-bye.
Just a quick follow-up on we were talking to Jackie just a few minutes ago on this Yarra Valley's Road to Food Discovery Festival, which is on this Saturday, the 9th of November. It's at the Coldstream Orchard, 739 Maroondah Highway, Coldstream. The ticket price is $5, but you get that $5 back as a redeemable voucher, which you can use on site to buy stuff. The young children are free. It's between 10 and 5. Again, at 739 Maroondah Highway, Coldstream. You can go on to... Cherry Hill Orchards and buy the tickets prior, or if not, you can just buy the tickets on the day. So between 10 and 5 at 739 Maroondah Highway in Coldstream.